Hey, how are you doing?
My name's Vel. I wanted to make sure I'm at the right address. This is 407 Ashby, right? Awesome. Hey, is it okay if I come in for a moment? I just have some things that I want to discuss with you, and I believe there's a woman that lives at this house as well. Wonderful. I'm so happy to hear it. Now, may I take my jacket off? Oh, thank you so much. Hello. Oh my God, how are you doing? You must be the person I'm here for. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me explain. I am here on behalf of an agency that makes sure that everybody's happy. And I want to emphasize that truly, that my goal here is to make sure that everyone is getting the most out of what they need. Does that make sense? No, well, I'm happy to explain. You see, we can tell when people are unsatisfied, when people are, I guess you could put it, unfulfilled. Pardon the wordplay. And you see this beautiful woman here, we can tell some things that maybe you can't. And this isn't a punishment. I want to make that so vividly clear. This is just more of a, call it a correction, right? Like a lesson. I know it seems maybe the part of your life that you're no longer in anymore, or maybe taking directions feels juvenile or something, but I promise you it's for a good cause. So if it's all right with you, I'm just gonna cut straight to the chase. Is that okay? Wonderful. We find that the band-aid ripping approach is maybe not easier, but more effective. Well, this wonderful woman right here is someone who has a particular set of interests. You see, we found some communications that she's had previously, and we have people that study these things. You treat her like this wonderful, beautiful flower, someone that is respected, appreciated. You're right with half of that. Does that make sense? Please, don't worry. I'll speak for you just fine. It's okay. I'm here for you. This is a safe space. Just relax. Anyways, what she was saying and what I'm trying to say is that respected and appreciated seem like to you that they're the same thing, right? Like, in your mind, they go hand in hand, but they don't necessarily for her. Hey, would you strip for me, please? Not from you. You sit and listen. This is a friendly reminder that I am here on behalf of an organization much more powerful than any one person. I am merely an extension of a group of people that look out for people like this wonderful woman right here. Now, don't look at him, look at me. Strip. Right. Fucking. Now. Now, while she does this, I want to go over this with you. Look at the hesitation in her body language. Do you see how there's almost like a conflict in her mind, right? That's that separation that we were talking about. Right now, she feels maybe something that's not respect. And in your mind, that would bother her. That's why you jumped out of your seat to her defense. But if we were to give an actual look, girl, would you turn around for us? Yeah, spread your legs a little. Just by your thighs. Do you see that? Not only is she following every instruction that a complete stranger gives her, she's wet already. This is the thing that I'm trying to teach you. You see, she wants to be appreciated. You got that right. And honestly, the fact that you appreciate her is so incredible. It's why we're here. We're not here to tell her to leave. We're not concerned about whether or not you love her. You're just not giving her everything that she needs. And with our help, we think that you are going to have a beautiful relationship by the time that I leave. Now, that respect part is what we're going to start to break down here. Watch. Baby, how do you feel? Feel okay? I see. Now, we're going to try different words and see if the impact changes. Does that make sense? Okay. Whore. Uh-huh, you. Yeah. Now look, see that flush in the cheeks? What does that tell you? That's right. She likes it. And that's what we're trying to get at here. So, if you just do me a favor, just sit in that chair. Just relax. You don't need to move. You don't need to do anything. Let me guide. Observe closely. And by the time this lesson's over, you're going to be an even better partner for her than you ever were before. I promise you. Now, Princess, come here, won't you? Yes, Princess. See, I like that name. Come on, it's okay. I got you. Will you take these handcuffs from me, Princess? Thank you. Will you go ahead and make sure that he can't get up from me? Sometimes when I'm giving lessons to good, desperate whores, they struggle a little. I don't want him to hurt himself. Thank you. Keep it secret though, okay?
Oh, don't worry about us. We're not talking about anything. We're just trying to make sure that you have a safe and healthy environment. The same way I spoke to you. And there it is. There's the panic. Relax, relax, relax. Remember, I'm an official. Everything that happens today, there's no love at all. I don't care about her in the slightest. I care about the two of you together. That's what really matters to me. Now, we're going to keep going with the lessons. You can either struggle and not focus, and I'm going to have to do things over again, or you can pay attention. We can do things once. It'll just be one quick lesson, and I'll be out the door. Okay? Great. See, this is the reason why we come and do house calls. People like you. Yes, you, not her. Believe me, there's a lot of women out there that aren't satisfied. But there's not a lot of men willing to do what it takes to make sure that they are taken care of. That's what makes you different. Now, won't you come here, pretty princess? Oh, look at you. You're overwhelmed, aren't you? You don't mind that, though. In fact, we're going to overwhelm you intentionally. And I think, well, I know that you're going to love it. Now get on your knees for me, okay? Ooh, look at you, quick whore. Good girl, good princess. Now, watch, okay? I know I'm going to be bigger than you. Don't let that get to your head, okay? Size isn't everything. Believe me, you say the right words. A woman's mind will turn her on more than any picture or photo you could ever send her. Go ahead, it's okay. Just feel it in your hands. Get comfortable with it, all right? Remember, I'm a professional. If it didn't feel good, I wouldn't be here. Do you think he's gonna struggle and wiggle like that the whole time? Oh, man. Hey, I'm trying to help. Sit still. Do you understand? If you don't sit still, I'm going to have to teach her a lesson instead. Now, be good. Relax, there you go. Now, all eyes on you, princess. Do you like touching and holding? You do, don't you? Does it give you pleasure to please others? Uh-huh. Has anyone ever called you a toy before? A toy? Uh-huh. Something to be used for pleasure and entertainment. Well, I think right now, the way you're looking at me, the way you're licking it a little bit absentmindedly will make you a great toy. Do you know what I want to do with my toy?
I want to slap my cock all over her face. Is my toy okay with that? Good toy. Good. Now, nice and gentle, I promise, okay? Do you like that toy? Oh, you do, don't you? Feel that weight? Mm-hmm. You can take it, though, can't you? Because you're a good girl. Uh-huh. Now, hey, eyes up. Not moving is not the task. Not moving is so that you can focus on her reactions. Look. Is she still wet? Is she still getting wetter even? Uh-huh. Why is that? That's right, it's because I'm slapping my cock on her face. That's not a thing you do to somebody you respect. It's something you do to someone to make them happy. See? Now, he's watching. Put on a good show, okay? Ooh, ooh. Oh my God. Oh, you are a lucky man. Oh my God. Now, oh God, she's gonna make it hard to stay professional. Look at how eager she is to do this. Now, I'm a stranger walking into her home, slapping my cock on her face, telling her to get on her knees, making her bend over for inspection, and look how into this she is. Oh my God. Fuck. You have a hell of a cocksucker in your house, you know that? Well, oh, pay extra attention to everything that we're doing today. You don't want to lose this, do you? Oh my God. Hey, look at me. Choke on it, come on. You're doing this for you. Don't do this for you. Do what feels good for me. Shove the whole fucking thing down your throat. Come on now. Be a good toy. And be fun to play with. Oh. Oh, yeah. Ooh. My God, and she can deep throat. Fuck. Oh, she never done that with you before. See, this is why these lessons are so important. Oh, my God, hold on. Hold on. We can finish talking in a second. I'm just gonna... Hey, princess, I'm gonna hold your hair for a second. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, she takes it so fucking well. Her hair is so soft. God damn. Oh, fuck. It's okay, it's okay. Breathe, princess, breathe. Breathe, it's all right. You see, when you degrade her the way she wants, she's gonna want to do the things to degrade herself. And isn't that hot? Is it not hot to watch her shove her throat all over my cock? Not the other way around, mind you. I don't even have to fuck her face. She wants to throat me. And sure, maybe it's because I'm one of the biggest cocks she's ever seen. Hell, maybe the biggest. But it's the mentality that you put her in. Nothing else, right? Like, if I were to right now look at this wonderful, drooling, cum-drunk whore who can only think about pleasing men and just put the little thought in her head of, imagine if this was inside you. How good it would feel for a good princess to be a good toy and get railed by the same cock that just filled her throat. See? Uh-huh. Look at that twinkle in her eye. She wants to be treated this way. Don't you? You want to be a good slut. Uh-huh. He's been treating you too nicely. You need to get fucking used. Don't you? Uh-huh. It's okay. It's okay. Hey. Don't cry. This is not the behavior of a good toy. You're a good girl. And you're going to be good for me and put on a show for him, right? Right. Good girl. Now, being told she's a good girl and a good princess and reminded that she's a whore has put her in a very pliable mental state. You see, if I wrap my hand in her hair and just jerk her head around, just like this, she doesn't fight it, does she? Look at that, the way her eyes roll a little bit. She's turned on right now. She's gone from a really wonderful, smart, very incredible woman to what she really wants to be when she's in the bedroom. Used. Again, we come back to the same thing. She wants to just be a cum-drunk whore. And you're not really giving her that. And I know that it can be hard to feel like that's the right thing, and maybe it feels risky, so I'm going to set that standard for you, okay? And I just want to tell you right now, as a reminder, this is all above board and safe. You don't need to worry about a thing. Now, you, pretty girl, pretty slut, do you want to ride my cock now? Uh-huh. I know you do, because you're a good toy. And good toys make the person using them feel good. Come on, hop up. There we go, come on. Use your legs still work, come on. Now, I'm gonna lean back in this chair here, and I want you to get a good look. I'm not forcing myself on her. You see, it's important to realize that you don't need to just degrade someone, tie them up to a mattress, fuck them senseless, although between you and me, I think she might like that. No, being authoritative and reminding her of what she can be when she's with you, or me in this instance, can sometimes be giving her homework. Like, she wants, of course, to be respected and acknowledged and appreciated, but given purpose too. So watch the look in her eye closely, okay? Look at your man. Let him see. I want you to ride me. Just for me. Not for you. Don't chase your orgasm. This isn't about you. This is about proving how good of a toy you are. And good toys are loved. Fucked. And filled. That's right. Any punishment you want is yours. You just need to earn it. Oh, oh. look at her go. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, some jobs are more fun than others. You got a lively one. Look at her. Ooh, that's good form. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. See? I let her pick any punishment she wants. She doesn't want a reward. She wants to be punished. Anything she can think of to dehumanize a little. And she's bouncing like a fucking slut all over me. Good fucking slut, too. God damn. A very good fucking slut. Oh, hey, stop moving. She moves enough for the both of you. Just fucking watch, okay? If you pleased her in the first place, if you made her get on her hands and knees and crawl to you and beg for your fucking cum, we wouldn't be doing this right now. There wouldn't be an official in your house right now. Fucking your goddamn woman. Oh. Ooh. Here. Oh, God. God damn. You know, I don't come for a couple days leading up to things, because otherwise I can just come for hours sometimes, and I like to not take up too much of your time, but I should have done it before I came over. She's gonna fucking make me cream pie right now. Can you believe that? Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, yes. Oh, I love my job so much. Now, you see, look at her face. Does she look happy? She does, doesn't she? It's okay. It's okay. I told her not to cry, but if you need to, that's all right. Oh, God. Look how happy she is. Just being a slut for me. Look how much she loves it. She really fucking enjoys being like this. She loves being given a purpose and just told what to do and how to get it. Watch this. Watch how fast her hands move. Hey, princess, scratch my balls while you ride me. Uh-huh. Use your nail. Instantly. See the difference that makes? It's... Princess, rub your clit. Not me. I still need to give a lesson. I was a little too believing in my own strength. As I was saying, look how much better she performs. I mean, have you seen her act this slutty before? Look how good of a whore she's being right now. And I'm not focused on her pleasure at all, am I? I mean, I'm not even asking her if this feels good. I'm just telling her that it feels good for me, and she's just bouncing away. Oh, God. Like it's nothing. Oh, God. Are these lessons starting to make sense? Yeah, they are. Okay. I've got one last lesson I want to teach you, and then I'll get out of the house, okay? I think you're starting to understand what kind of woman you're dealing with now. You see, we've covered the first couple parts of the lesson. About how you gotta put... When... Look. Oh my God, you've got a good woman. I have not felt this good in a long time. You better treat her right. And I think we both know that you didn't understand how to do that before. Oh God. But... It's important to stop. I can't. We're distracting from the lesson. It's important to know that she'll enjoy it even when you just use her. I mean, you don't have to just give her tasks. I mean, she's more than happy to be a set of holes. Isn't that right? Uh-huh. Yeah, close your mouth. It's okay. I gotcha. Sweetheart, would you go... Lean over, yeah. Uh-huh. Arms on each side of the chair. Look him in the eyes, okay? Now, you're just a set of holes. Repeat that to him, okay? Good girl. I love pleasing men. Good girl. One more, okay? One more and I'll give you what you want. I want to be fucked and filled. Good girl. That wasn't so bad, was it? I mean, you heard her, inches from your face. Awesome. Okay, last lesson. I'm just gonna fuck her like a slut, and I want you to see the orgasm that she has, okay? It's really important that you're face-to-face with it. That way you can see the effect of the lesson. Does that make sense? Hey, I don't need a long, complicated answer. Just yes or no, all right? Does that make sense? Good. I'm glad. Now, princess, or should I say, hole, are you ready for your purpose? I know you are. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, get a good look at her. This is what it looks like when a woman is actually being pleased, and I need to make sure that you see that. And it's important to note that I don't even think she really gives a shit about how long I last. She just wants to be fucking filled up, don't you? Uh-huh, yeah, look at him. In fact, if you just want to be cream pied, if you just want to be fucked raw and treated like the set of holes that you are, kiss him. Kiss him right now. Oh, yes. Oh, that'll never not be fun to watch. Oh, yes. Oh, God damn. I hope I've helped the two of you realize a lot about yourselves and each other. I know the lesson is about what she wants, but hey, if you learn something too, I just say other than that's just a good house call. Oh, God, I can't wait to fucking fill her up. That's another thing you can do. that I really encourage you to do. Talk about her like she's not here. I mean, she doesn't give a shit. She's already bent over getting fucked. She doesn't need anything else. Who gives a shit what she wants? She's already getting what she wants. Does that click for you now? That me just fucking her raw and cream-piring her is what she wants? Oh, God. And that if you spend all this time worrying about her orgasm, yours are gonna be fucking miserable. And if you just treat her like a set of holes to use, you're gonna give her one anyway. It doesn't matter what thing you read online or hours you spend between her legs, although I'm sure she appreciates it. Look how much she appreciates getting just fucking railed. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, sweetie, look at him in the eyes. Come on. Yes, I'm talking to you again. Look him in the eyes like a good toy and show him your face when you fucking come when I fill you up. Here you go, baby. Here you go. Good princess. Good whole. You're being such a good whole right now. Oh, fuck. Here it comes. Here's your fucking reason. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, hey, catch her, catch her. Oh. Look at that. Oh, look at the way she mouths at your cock through your pants like that. She just wants more. I have a strong feeling this one cream pie wasn't going to be enough for her. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't worry. Just relax. I'm not gonna fuck her again. I have other wonderful people to go help, but what she does with you while you're tied to that chair, well, that's between you and her. If she decides to use you to fuck my cum into her, she's a princess. She should get what she wants, don't you think? Oh, God. Fuck, she feels good. She won't even let my cock go. She's holding on to it for fucking life. Come on, you're being a bad hole now. I'm gonna be late for my next house call. Let go. Oh, fuck. Ooh. Well, I hope this was an informative lesson for everybody. She's gonna need a minute, and then I think she's gonna need you for a while. My jacket's in the closet, right? Great. I'll go grab it and see myself out. Just remember, if you need more lessons, I'll leave my card. Although, you might not want to let her have it. Fuck. She is something else. In fact, you are my favorite hole that I've used in a long time. Your man is lucky. You two have a great night. Thanks. Have a good one.